Thomas Clarkson, The Power of Asking Questions. Welcome to StoryShare, a podcast from interviewgirl.com that brings you inspiring stories and advice each week. The historical figure whom we are spotlighting in this week's episode is Thomas Clarkson. Before we get into this week's story, let's start with a little background on our mission here at interviewgirl.com. At interviewgirl.com, we collect stories and then share those stories with the world. There are two ways that interviewgirl.com serves individuals through using stories. The first way that interviewgirl.com helps people is by using profits that come from interviewgirl.com's projects to make a difference in the lives of others and eliminate misery. And the other way interviewgirl.com serves people is by sharing remarkable stories and valuable content and advice with the public through our various projects and compilations. You never know whose life a story can touch. The content of the stories will help people, and the profits from the stories will help people. Our non-profit organization, the Interview Girl Foundation, is working to provide medication to orphans who do not have access to medication. We wanted to take this opportunity to explain to you about our mission here at interviewgirl.com. Now, let's learn about Thomas Clarkson. Stories from history indicate that ordinary individuals helped society to overcome immoral historical injustices that have existed. Signature to interviewgirl.com's mission is the power of a story. And the story of Thomas Clarkson depicts how a student who discovered the inhumanities of slavery helped to abolish the transatlantic slave trade, something that the average person in Clarkson's time thought they could not regulate. Most of us remember that William Wilberforce is one of the leading figures in the abolitionist movement. Thomas Clarkson is another noteworthy individual in the story behind the abolition movement. Clarkson worked to abolish the transatlantic slave trade and slavery itself. In the book, Half the Sky, Turning Oppression into Opportunity for Women Worldwide, Nicholas D. Kristof and Cheryl Wu Dunn brilliantly explain Thomas Clarkson's background. To go back to the 1800s, slavery existed in British territories. It did not even exist in Great Britain itself. For the average British family of the 1800s, slavery was something that existed, but since it happened in places other than Britain, it was not something that most people paid any attention to. Many of the miseries that exist in today's world may not happen in our world that we experience each day, our subculture, but they are still miseries that humans experience. 2.5 billion people do not have access to a toilet. Every year, 1.5 million people die from hunger, including 16,000 children. That's one child every 5 seconds. And in 2012 alone, 1.6 million people died from AIDS. These are not realities that Interview Girl comes into direct contact with on a daily basis in her life in Chicago, other than when she turns the pages of the books that describe these problems. These miseries exist throughout the world. Just because she does not physically see them happening does not mean that they do not happen. Thomas Clarkson was a leading campaigner against slavery and the slave trade in Great Britain. He was born in Wisbech, Cambridgeshire, England, in 1760. Clarkson's strong anti-slavery stance was formed when he was a student at the University of Cambridge. Clarkson began questioning the inhumanities of slavery and the slave trade as he gathered materials for an essay contest, which set out to answer the question, is it lawful to make slaves of other people against their will? Clarkson determined a person cannot be considered property against their will, as all were originally free, as nature made every man's body and mind his own. It is evident that no just man can be consigned to slavery without his own consent. After learning about the injustices of slavery while writing his paper, Thomas Clarkson further researched slavery. He travelled to ports throughout the United Kingdom and gathered evidence to help raise awareness and build a case against the slave trade. In an effort to gather hard facts about the slave trade, Clarkson took many risks as he visited many ports and went aboard the trading vessels. One of the first African trading ships Clarkson visited was called the Lively. It was not a slave ship, but its cargo had a powerful impact upon Clarkson. The ship was full of beautiful and exotic goods, carved ivory and woven cloth, along with produce such as beeswax, palm oil, and peppers. Clarkson could see the craftsmanship and skill that would have been required to produce many of the items, and the idea that their creators could be enslaved was horrifying to him. Clarkson bought samples from the ship and started the collection that he added to over the years. The collection that he kept in a large box included crops, spices, raw materials, and other intricate goods, which depicts how slaves were packed tightly for the Middle Passage. Clarkson participated in many abolition societies. In 1787, he helped found the Committee for the Abolition of the Slave Trade, also called Society for the Abolition of the Slave Trade. He contributed to this committee by gathering information from ports during his travels. He noticed how pictures and artifacts were able to influence public opinion more than words alone, and quickly realized that the contents that he had been collecting might reinforce the message of his anti-slavery lectures. He used the contents to demonstrate the skills of Africans and the possibilities that existed for an alternative, humane trading system. The box filled with evidence became an important part of his public meetings. Some historians say that Clarkson was one of the first to provide an early example of a visual aid in a lecture. Clarkson, along with a former slave, Olaudah Equiano, traveled 35,000 miles on horseback, and they lectured all over Britain. In 1792, 300,000 people boycotted sugar from the West Indies. More people than were eligible to vote in British elections signed a petition against slavery that same year. In 1823, Clarkson joined forces with William Wilberforce to campaign for the end of slavery. Wilberforce presented Clarkson's picture of the Middle Passage and other artifacts from Clarkson's travels to Parliament to draw attention to the inhumanities of the slave trade. Together, they served as vice presidents for the Anti-Slavery Society, also called Society for the Mitigation and Gradual Abolition of Slavery, throughout the British Dominions. 10 years later, in 1833, slavery was abolished in the United Kingdom with the Slavery Abolition Act. Clarkson then worked towards emancipation in the United States until his death in 1846. Clarkson was instrumental in defeating slavery in Great Britain because he explained to the English exactly what conditions were like on slave ships and plantations. When people in Great Britain actually reflected upon what it meant to pack human beings into the hold of a ship, it was then that citizens turned against slavery. To the average individual alive during the 1800s, slavery was a part of life, and the thought of eradicating it sounded like a noble thing to do, but how could that actually happen? Sure, people felt bad when they learnt about what happened in the British territories, but most individuals thought along the lines of, could the average person do anything to end this injustice? As Nicholas D. Kristof and Cheryl Wu Dunn write in Half the Sky, Turning Oppression into Opportunity for Women Worldwide in the time when Clarkson lived, abolitionists were seen as idealistic moralizers who didn't appreciate economics or understand geopolitical complexities, such as the threat from France. Thomas Clarkson is admirable because he took his inquisitiveness as a student into the field to ask further questions and obtain evidence. Clarkson made it his mission to explain to the English exactly what conditions were like on slave ships and plantations. He told the British public stories about what he had seen and learned about slavery. When people saw Clarkson's artifacts and heard his stories from his travels, public opinion slowly began to change. Clarkson's use of stories in his campaign to end slavery is yet another example of the power in a story. Clarkson's story as a student who asked questions unequivocally emanates one of the distinguished lessons that Interview Girl learned as Interview Girl as a history student. Indeed, ordinary people do extraordinary things. Clarkson was a student who asked questions. He sought to answer those questions by going out and obtaining people's stories. When people in the British public comprehended the stories of the slaves, their opinions about slavery then began to change. Clarkson's actions greatly influenced the campaign for the end of slavery. Problems that exist in our world seem so vast, miseries that exist seem too big, too overwhelming, too intractable, but there are steps that we can take and things that we can do to make a difference. Clarkson's story was one of many that influenced the direction of the Interview Girl Foundation. Interview Girl read about Socrates, Aristotle, Martin Luther King Jr., Mother Teresa, Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, James Orbinski, Pope John Paul II, St. Teresa of Lisieux, Father Moreau, Maria Montessori, Florence Nightingale, Ashoka, Giuseppe Moscati, Jean Monnet, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, Lech Walesa, Sir Thomas More, Joan of Arc, and countless others. Interview Girl discussed their stories with anyone who was willing to listen. She wanted the stories of these individuals to guide the Interview Girl Foundation's moral understanding of how best to bring about social change in its projects and programs that the foundation would create in order to eliminate misery. These individuals took actions that played a role in shaping the world in which they lived. In every free moment that Interview Girl had, she immersed herself with the stories about what social entrepreneurs throughout history did and what social entrepreneurs throughout the world are doing today. Engaging, questioning, and digging further into these stories was as if it was a guide for Interview Girl to follow. The direction of the Interview Girl Foundation formed and shaped from Interview Girl's exposure to aspects from all these people's stories. Thank you for being part of another episode of Story Share, the podcast from interviewgirl.com that brings you inspiring stories and advice each week. We hope that you are encouraged and motivated from hearing all about Thomas Clarkson. What's your story? What story can you share with the world? We encourage you to visit interviewgirl.com and to sign up for an interview today. As you share your stories with interviewgirl.com, one story at a time, we are working to make the world a better place.